Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 281 of Her, the podcast, where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her kindness in the era of COVID. Yeah, kindness. Was that you in the grocery line yelling and screaming at the lady in front of you, getting a little irritated lately? Today, we talk about kindness. Yeah, we're going to have a terrific show. Before we begin, know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to smartypantsvitamins.com. And here is your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because I want to hear from you. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
We have back with us our wonderful, the one, the only, Elizabeth Bernstein from the Wall Street Journal. You know, if she just would stop writing such awesome columns, then you know what I'm saying? So here we go again. So just in case you don't know who Elizabeth is, you better. Elizabeth Bernstein writes the Bonds on Relationships column for the Wall Street Journal, and this explores social psychology and the manifold aspects of human interactions. In her column, she focuses on how we can best relate to others and to ourselves. And the column I'm loving on right now is all about kindness. And the title on this one is Why Being Kind Helps You Too, Especially Now. And then, of course, we have the subtitle, Research Links Kindness to a Wealth of Physical and Emotional Benefits. And it's an excellent coping skill for the COVID-19 era. Elizabeth, welcome back to the Her podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So what's up with kindness? I mean, like, why'd you gravitate to that?
I gravitated to it. We need more of it. I really feel strongly right now. We need more kindness. I always try to be kind. Sometimes it's very hard. Lately, it's really hard when you turn on the news and, you know, just see people behaving all sorts of ways. So I sat down. I wanted to look at the science of kindness. I'd never really thought about that. Like, what happens in our brain and in our body when we practice kindness, when we act kindly? So I wanted to look at that. And then I was very surprised at what I found and wrote about it.
I love it. And right off the bat, you noted that research actually shows that when folks are kind to one another, they actually have lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and their fight and flight response calms down. And they're also less depressed, less lonely, happier. Is this really all true? And what about this heart health? And they live longer.
It's all true. There's just a lot of research. Of course, kindness helps the other person. We may never know how, but it certainly does. We help other people when we're kind. But what I was so surprised by was all these research articles that looked at these benefits that you just listed. Stress hormones go down. Fight or flight response goes down. We have better cardio health, which is interesting. People live longer when they're kind. This is science-based. They're physically stronger. They can lift more weight. And then my favorite is they're judged as better looking. People judge people who are kind as more attractive. And I think that's fascinating too. If that alone doesn't do it, make everybody go out and be kind, I don't know what will.
Okay, well, that was a showstopper right there. Now, wait a minute. You're going to look better, or you're perceived as looking better if you're kind? That's crazy. And I love it. This is just the best. And then there's this whole altruism. And all right, so we've got two different kinds of kindness altruism. One is called reciprocal, you said, and the other one is pure. Tell us about reciprocal and pure.
So reciprocal reciprocal altruism. Altruism is really a fancy word for kind. So reciprocal altruism is when you are kind because you expect to get something back. So I might make a donation to a charity because I want to help, but also I know I need a tax donation. So that's reciprocal kindness. I help someone and I hope down the road that person will help me. Then there's pure kindness, pure altruism. And that is where I just do it for no other reason than I feel good. I want you to feel good. I don't expect anything back. Pure altruism.
I love it. I love it. So you have no expectation on the one hand, and the other one, it's going to benefit you some way. You know, if anything, it's just, it kind of makes you feel good too, other than just giving the money and the tax break. I mean, just the consequence of that makes you feel good. So really, at the end of the day, it's a feel good, one with no expectation and the other one with some level of expectation. So interesting. But, you know, and you also said something in terms of evolution, right? So we're not the biggest, strongest, or fastest animal in the kingdom, you said. So we need to kind of get together, be kind, to be able to just survive. And you quoted a neuroscientist at Stanford.
Exactly. So we aren't scary. We're not big. We can't overpower the other animals in the kingdom who aren't human. But so we had to work together. We had to work together even to hunt. We had to have some people stay home and protect the babies while others went out to hunt. We had to work together to kill that bigger animal if we wanted to eat. And to do this, we had to be kind to each other. We had to like each other to want to help each other. So we evolved to be kind. That's why we have these powerful benefits in our brain when we become kind.
Well, so this is nature and nurture too. So a lot of people are just born, you know, with a personality trait to be more empathetic. We get that. But where's the other half come from? Turns out, obviously, it's how you were raised. You learn it from your what? You know, parents, friends, family, community, where you live. I think that that's incredibly important. And you quoted someone I didn't even know. This is such a cool book. The War for Kindness, Building Empathy in a Fractured World. Wow. So nature and nurture. How did that hit you when you read that?
Well, it makes sense. I was curious, like, are some people just kinder than others? And they are. There are people who are born with, you know, a personality trait of empathy. And so that works. But what if you weren't born with empathy? Or what if you just didn't, you know, you just sort of one of these people who are a little more selfish? Could you make yourself kinder? Could you learn to be a kinder person in the world? And yes, I was very interested in the experts who told me kindness is like a muscle. You can strengthen it and you can build it up. And then when you flex it, it'll be easier. After, in time, the more kind you are, the kinder you're going to be and the easier it's going to come to you next time, regardless of how you were born, even regardless of how you were raised. And so I think that's really interesting to me. That might be the most interesting thing to me, because I do think kindness helps the world, but if it helps us too, it's a huge coping skill for the era right now, this COVID-19 era. Be kind. You're going to feel better. The other people are going to feel better, and they're going to react to you better.
Yeah, you know, I'm really noticing, I'm sure you are too, that people are really on edge. I see it in their faces. I mean, you know, you go to a grocery store or pharmacy or whatever, and you just see this tension. First of all, it's really funky wearing a mask around. Oftentimes quite uncomfortable as well, but it's just like, it's so strange. It's also a physical manifestation of a new normal that I think a lot of people are struggling with. And I know that you and I have talked about this need to transition to, you know, a new normal in our heads and our whole perception. And I think that one of the reasons why I loved your column is that kindness can be a bridge. It can take you from the scariness and the fear factor and the anxiety And it could show you a way to be able to navigate and cope, as you said so beautifully, with these really tough times. And guess what? Your brain's changing too. So you quoted Stephanie Preston, who's a psychology professor at the University of Michigan, and she's looking at this neural basis for empathy and altruism, and she found that there were changes in the brain. I can see that those little words, piece of chocolate cake, in there. So tell us all what that change in the brain was.
My favorite three words.
I know.
Your brain, I love this. Your brain reacts to being kind. When I'm kind, the reward circuits in my brain activate. And that is, they have the same reaction as they do when I eat a piece of chocolate cake. So being kind has the same reaction in your brain as when you eat a piece of chocolate cake and you feel better. Those reward circuits are just lighting up. And I love that. But then when you're kind, another thing happens that does not happen when you eat chocolate cake is you get an oxytocin boost, because if you see the response that comes back at you, if I smile at someone and they smile back at me, now I'm having an oxytocin boost that's, you know, produces a bonding, this bonding hormone in my brain, and I feel even better. And that makes that activation of the reward circuit, it makes it last longer. So we're having these two things. Reward circuit is activated, oxytocin boost. You just feel really good. One researcher explained it to me. He said it's like an upward spiral in your brain. When your brain is kind, it gets this good feeling. It craves more of it, so it does it again.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And a lot of you out there in the Herb podcast land may remember our little friend oxytocin, that feel-good bonding hormone, as the one that is oftentimes associated with the feeling of tending and befriending. Tending and friending. And it just, it's one of those marvelous hormones that gives you that, ooh, comfortable feeling as you're bonding. And so yet another marvelous reward for kindness, for just, you know, putting it out there, to say the least. And then, you know, are there kinds of kindness? You know, certain acts of kindness kind of better than others?
There are, of course, like any type of kindness is great, but if you really want to boost this feeling in yourself, what you need to do is be sincere about it. Kindness is different than politeness. Politeness is manners. I'm just going to be nice to you. It's just the thing to do. I was raised to do this. Kindness is, I sincerely want to help you. Kindness is trying to help another person. So are there better ways to be kind? Yes, be sincere about it. And that's where you're really going to have that boost for yourself as well.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, you know, that I'm glad you differentiated that, because I think a lot of people just, you know, are polite and they've got good manners and they think that that's like the big kindness. Nah, not really. And you also quoted a wonderful study in the Journal of Positive Psychology that was published in 2019. And this is all about people who, what happens to people who believe that kindness is good for them? What happened?
Basically, when you believe that kindness is good for you, you reap even more of these benefits that we're talking about from it. You just, it's like you almost double down on it. So it helps to know going forward that kindness is going to work for you. For example, I think a lot of people worry, I'm going to be kind to somebody. Oh, I'm going to smile for that person. I'm going to try to help them with their groceries, get this, help an older person to their car with the groceries. But what if they don't thank me? What if they seem annoyed? What do I do then? Did I fail? No, you can't worry about the actual feedback to you. You may never know how you helped that person, but you may really have helped their day. But so what you want to do is believe in that kindness. If you go through the world believing that kindness works out there for you and others, that's when you're going to reap those benefits.
I love it. You know, there were four words in your column that just absolutely stuck in my brain. And this was actually a quote from one of your experts. And so when you were really beginning to dig down and say, okay, how do we make this kindness thing work for us? How can I, you know, help you with this? And the first thing you said was, well, okay, make it a habit. And then the expert said something interesting. Kindness is a lifestyle. And I'm sorry, I love that. So I think a lot of people almost like do a little checkoff box. Okay, was I kind 3 times today? Enough. You know,
exactly.
No, it's not supposed to be lumped on top of everything. This should be woven into the very fabric of your existence, don't you think?
Exactly. Sometimes I think of it as an experiment. I'm going to go out there today and I'm going to be kind across the board to every single person. It doesn't matter if they just cut me off for that parking spot I really needed because I'm in a hurry. Don't they know? Whatever it is, I'm just going to react with smiles. Sometimes I'm going to smile at every single person that I see today. And you'd be surprised how many people break into a smile back. So if you can build this, again, this muscle and your brain gets rewarded for that smile back at you, then you're going to keep doing it. And that's when it's a lifestyle. When you go through the world kind, things are going to stop bothering you as much. It's not going to bother me that I got cut off in that parking spot because I'm no longer worried about that person's behavior. I'm worried about mine. I was kind. I was good. That is the person I want to be. Great. Now I feel better.
Oh my God. And you have so many more nuggets. Okay, here we go. There's a difference between being kind and being nice. I think a lot of people, I remember talking to someone once and they said, oh, I was just being nice. What is nice and kind? I mean, what's the difference?
Exactly. It goes back to that sincerity. Nice is just manners. Nice is when you're just doing this because that is polite. Nice is politeness. Kind is helping another person, not just being polite, but going out of your way in some way to help them. Maybe you didn't have to smile at the person going by you in the aisle at the grocery, but you did. Maybe you didn't have to give up that parking spot, but you did. Kindness is being nice, trying to help another person. It's different. And then again, you want to be sincere about it. That's what's key. I genuinely want to help somebody. That's what is key here.
I love it. And then another nugget, I mean, they're just rolling my way, was kindness is not just for strangers. You know, a lot of us just sort of say, oh, I was helping her across the street because she was obviously having issues, or, you know, I helped that person get their groceries in their car because the stuff was falling all over the place. That's great. Those are strangers. But what about your loved ones? Hello? Don't be taking them for granted now. I saw your little finger wagging in your column and it said, don't forget your loved ones. It was like Elizabeth Bernstein wagging at me. And I loved that. I thought, what a great reminder that it's everyone in your life, which is why I just go back to that thing. It's kindness is a lifestyle, you know?
We forget our loved ones so much. Like, so here comes our spouse and we're annoyed. Here he comes and how annoying, he's on my nerves. So I'm not going to be that nice. How about smiling at him? Same way you're busy trying to smile at the people in the grocery. You know, we want to be kind to our loved ones, but also there's another person we should be kind to. We need to be kind to ourselves. It should start at home. And I think a lot of people forget to be kind to themselves, like to try to treat myself with kindness, stop beating myself up because I missed a deadline or I gained a few pounds, or I haven't lost them, or whatever it is, I snapped at my dog. Try to start with yourself. That's where you start this practice of being kind.
I love it. And then there's also research that shows that even if you weren't kind like this very moment, if you remember times that you were kind, your past acts of kindness, it actually increases your well-being. Now that's very interesting. Tell us about that.
I just love this part. So maybe you didn't have a chance to be kind today, or, you know, you didn't get out of the house, or maybe you weren't kind when you did, but this is so interesting. Research shows that even just sitting here remembering a time when I was kind, hey, yeah, last week I did help that little old lady across the street. Well, that gives me the same boost, the same, if I sit and remember that, recall it, think about it, I have the same reward centers light up in my brain as if I'm doing it now. That's really, really interesting. So I just love that. So even if you weren't kind, just try to remember when you were. boost that habit.
And little things, you were bringing up some really cool examples of how people are dealing with this, you know, with social isolation, with not being able to be as close and social with people, and how people are doing this in really novel ways. How about that post a joke each day on the phone poll? Now, that story was worth its weight in platinum. Tell everyone what that was about.
I just love this. I queried a lot of people and I asked, how are you kind right now? How are you trying to be kind? And I got some really interesting answers. And one of my favorites was this couple in New Jersey where they are posting, the wife goes out and she has a different cheesy joke. She said, oh, I'm a teacher. I, you know, look up on different websites for fun jokes. You know, so she just posts these sort of, you know, cheesy little jokes on, she just writes them down on a poster board, sticks them in a sleeve, like a plastic sleeve, and slaps them up on the telephone pole in front of her house. And now her whole neighborhood is involved. She sees neighbors go by. She sees them take pictures of this, laugh. One day she forgot. She had neighbors sending her a little note. Hey, you forgot to change the joke today. They're waiting for the joke. She's building, you can see how this is helpful. She's building a little community out of nothing right now. We're all in our houses. But now people doing their social distance walks are involved with this. And it's really charming. And everybody gets a little laugh and a smile and they feel better. It's not hard to do to be kind. And we can think up these little ideas. I talked to another couple where they were leaving little gifts for their neighbor. Their neighbors who live behind them on the fence. They share a fence with their neighbors. And so they were leaving little gifts of things, honey, flowers from their garden, fresh berries they picked, just little tiny things back and forth. And they would text each other, hey, there's something on the fence for you today. So again, just this charming way that they're being kind. You can see what's happening here. They're building a community. They're sharing a few smiles. They're feeling connected at this time of isolation. This is why kindness is so important.
I love it. All right. Now we're going to do the hit parade, the famous Elizabeth Bernstein hit parade. At the end of most of your columns, you have a beautiful summary of, okay, here's how to do this in your own life. Number one, make it a habit. Make it a habit. So we go back to that lifestyle thing, right, Elizabeth?
Exactly. You just want to incorporate this. We're all spending, I know I'm not the only person, spending a lot of time sort of staring off into space, being so stressed out, worried about the next thing I have to take care of and what is going on out there. Right now, what if I took some of that time that I do that, some of that brain space, and I put it towards being kind? Build this into your life. Build this habit. I really promise it's going to come back to you and help.
I love it. Okay, now what does lower the bar mean?
Lower the bar. So you don't have to be some giant, it doesn't have to be some giant thing you do. You don't have to give a ton of money. You don't have to go off and cure cancer to be kind. You can just do something little, post that joke, send a text to a friend that you haven't talked to, you think might be struggling. I sent a text to a friend I know is going through a divorce. You know, I thought, oh my gosh, better check in today. Oh, I'll write her later. No, check in right now. Send a text. I'm thinking of you. I'm going to call you later. Do something to help somebody else. Little tiny things. A smile to a stranger. So that's what that is. Lower the bar. Do something little, but start now.
Yeah, you know, that's really important too, because, you know, women especially like to have the perfect kindness. It's got to be a big thing. And, we like to have epic events, and we like them to be absolutely just perfect. That's why that word perfect makes me a little bit crazy, because women say, well, I wasn't perfect today. I didn't have perfect kindness. I didn't perfect. So that's why lowering the bar is like, take a chill, will you? You know, geez, anything is going to be marvelous. Small steps, anything that you want to do. But this leads us to your next little issue here. All right, here we go. How to put that kindness, in your life. Well, be kind to yourself. Rot-row. Okay, that's a tough one on women, because we're awfully good at being kind to everybody but ourselves. What do you say about that?
this is, I think, the most important thing. Like, start with yourself, because if you don't start with yourself, you can't really be kind to everyone else genuinely. But we as women often tell ourselves horrible things. So maybe start with the language we speak to ourselves with. Look in the mirror and say something kind. Don't say, oh my gosh, your hair is horrible today. Say something nice to yourself and continue that. Do something nice for yourself. Take a break, do yoga, read a book, watch a funny show, call your friend, do anything that is nice for you as well. So sort of start there, because I think as women, often we are the last people we think about ourselves when we go out there to be kind or help. We never help ourselves. And I think that's where we should start.
I love it. Next one is make small talk. Now there you go. Just saying hello. Just saying, hey, crazy weather we're having. Anything. You don't have to have some Pulitzer Prize winning, you know, dialogue here. Just getting on out there and saying something, you know, that will just connect you with someone for a moment, I think is a beautiful, beautiful idea. And I'm so glad you brought that up. The next one, though, is change it up. What does change it up mean?
So, you know, you want to try to do different things to be kind. And there's all sorts of fun things that we could do. I talked to people who said, you know what, I water my neighbor's plants. I saw that, you know, they seem to be working so hard, homeschooling the kids now. I saw their plants wilting. I'm going to go water the neighbor's plants. Another person said, you know what, I'm mentoring teenagers. I've decided to start doing that online. I know that there were a few teens in my neighborhood who are trying to get into my field eventually. I'm going to, you know, help them. So you can just, even the littlest thing, leave a bigger tip for somebody. You know, we know everybody out there is hurting right now. So many people, especially in service industries, are hurting. If you have somebody deliver food, if you are going out to eat now, that some in some areas we can go out, leave a bigger tip. That even that's kindness. So just try different things. And I did. I love the joke one. I love this idea of people posting jokes. You don't have to post it on the poll. Maybe send jokes out to friends, but try different things to see what has the impact for you.
I love it. And that goes hand in hand with, remember, it's not just about strangers. Remember, we already said this, remember your loved ones, you know, that grumpy looking, you know, partner of yours just walked in the room and everything. And so there you have it. It's kind of cool stuff. So remember your loved ones and look for the role models. Hello. You know, there are some people in your life who are ridiculously kind. You can always learn. You said that so beautifully. And that is, all right, so maybe you weren't the kindest person in the world and you weren't born with all those kind genes. But you know something? You could grow it. You could grow into it. You could really, you're very plastic. You can actually improve and optimize throughout your life. And if you're a parent, for crying out loud, be a good role model of kindness. It's going to mean everything to your kids. Now, this brings us to something else. All right, Elizabeth, you said, don't get discouraged. All right, what if you smile at someone and they just give you some scowl? You know, it's like, how do you not take that personally?
That's hard. It's really annoying. And so, but you don't, it's not about you. It is about them. Maybe they're having a harder day or a harder year or a harder life than you could imagine, even in this world where we're all having a bit of a tough time. So it's not about you. But the thing is, you, what this is about is, I want to be kind in the world. I want to be that person. The more times I hit that stride, the more times I'm kind, the better I feel. And so I don't worry about another person. Smile. If someone scowls back at you when you smile at them, shake it off and smile at the next person. Because I've tried this over and over. The majority of people are going to smile back. And now it's even harder with these masks, which we talk about. We can't read. We don't even, their faces. We don't even know who's smiling back at us. But you can see when somebody's eyes sort of crinkle up in that smile as well. So maybe even try it as an experiment. I'm going to smile at everybody behind my mask and see how, if I can teach myself to learn how to read a face, what happens when it comes back? It's kind of an interesting experiment.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So please out there, don't get discouraged. Now, we talked about recalling previous acts of kindness. I thought that that was very novel, Elizabeth. I really did. I thought that was like, okay, think about the times you were kind and the cool things that happened one way or the other. Then you also said, teach your children. Remember, how about that role model thing? They're watching you. So don't you be walking around being unkind. Be kind, and then it will rub off on them. And then the last one was cool. Recognize others' kindnesses. Thank them. Go to that place for a second.
So it's interesting. So here we are. We just spend all this time talking about how kindness helps us. But we're forgetting the other person. So if they're out there being kind, smiling at you as they go down the aisle, worried, you know, maybe that person's going to scowl at me, be the person who smiles back. Be the person who says, thank you. Drives me crazy when I hold open a door in normal times when I'm out and about and somebody doesn't say thank you. Just say thank you. Make eye contact. I've written about strangers before. Strangers are really important because we get a lot of communication. We get a community from strangers. We can get help from strangers. They may be the only person around when we need help. And so right now we are really hurting because we don't have a lot of interaction with strangers. And I think that we might not even know how that deficit is affecting us. So be the person who connects with strangers. But to do that, you don't just put kindness out there. You have to respond to it when you see it coming at you. That's how this all sort of builds up. That's how the world becomes a little kinder.
And your Stanford expert, Dr. Zaki, ended it all by saying something that, again, really stuck in my head. When we make kindness visible, we also make it contagious. And so there it is. There's that crinkling of the eyes behind the mask. And I hope we can all, as it were, infect each other with tons of kindness, not COVID, but tons and tons and tons of kindness. That's why I thought your column was absolutely superb. Talk about timely in general. So remember, if you want to be kinder, make it a habit. Lower the bar. Just small things. Be kind to yourself. Make small talk. Just say hi. Change it up a little bit. All kinds of stuff works when it comes to kindness and kind acts. Don't forget your loved ones, for crying out loud. Yes, I know they're annoying. Just get over it already. And make sure to remember the role model part. You look for role models, but you better be one too to everyone around you, especially if you have kids. Don't get discouraged no matter what happens. Come on, they scowl back at you. Smile your way through it. Walk to the next person, you never know. And then recall previous acts of kindness. That's kind of cool stuff. It's a beautiful memory and also increases your own sense of well-being. And finally, recognize others, you know, who are kind to you. Thank them, for crying out loud, because remember, if we make kindness visible, we make it contagious. You know something? I just love every single time you're on, Elizabeth. You are the best. Everyone out there, you know we've been talking to the Wall Street Journal's Elizabeth Bernstein, who writes the Bonds on Relationships column, and just has such wit and wisdom. Love it, love it, love it. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the Herb podcast yet again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always, always a pleasure.
Oh boy, and everyone out there, run on over to iTunes and rate and review the show, because I'm waiting to hear from you. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Herb podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Herb podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. You know, be kind, stay safe, and stay well.